平安，平安。
Brothers and sisters，
感谢主，我们再一次用网络的方式能够相聚。
Thank the Lord that we can meet again through the web。
虽然不是最好，但是一个可以。
Even though that's not the best。
我们先有点祷告啊。
We'll have a prayer first。
天父，我们赞美感谢归给你。
Lord, we praise and thank you。
你是在救了我们，你也把你的爱浇灌在我们里面。
You have saved us and you have poured out your love into us。
我们如果能爱你，实在是你先爱了我们。
Lord, if we can love you, it is because you have first loved us。
你实在是借着圣灵把你的爱浇灌在我们心里面。
And Lord, through the Holy Spirit, you poured out yourself into us.
无论我们天然的头脑能明白不明白，但你是以永远的爱来爱我们。
Whether our minds can understand fully or not, but you love us with everlasting love.
我们敬拜你，我们赞美你。
We worship you, we praise you.
我们来到你面前，等候你向我们说话。
We come before you and we wait for you to speak to us.
因为你才是那位真正向教会向我们众人说话的主。
Because you are indeed the one who speaks to all of us and speaks to your church.
我们求你敞开天上的窗户。
May you open the window of heaven.
因为你知道你教会不管是团体或个人需要什么样的话。
Because you know your church individually or corporately need your word.
我们求你，你所召聚来的每一位，他你自己的教会，能丰满地得到你自己的话。
That each and everyone you called and your church will really be filled with your word.
我们说的、翻译的、听的，我们都一同等候在你的面前。
Whether the one who speaks, translates, or those who hear, we all wait upon you.
愿你儿子的宝血再一次洁净我们。
May your blood once again cleanse and purify us.
那全副的军装为你的教会为我们都穿上。
And that we will put on the whole armor.
并且那无限量的圣灵充满在聚集中，充满在每一个圣徒的身上。
And that the limitless Holy Spirit will fill each of us and the whole place.
真是如同诗歌所唱的，愿这个机会是荣耀你自己的名。
Just like the song says, that this whole gathering is to glorify your name.
我们把一切都无依无靠地交托在你宝座的权柄底下。
And you are our only dependence, and we commit everything to your hand.
谢谢主，奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
Thank you, Lord. This we pray in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我分享我的圣经给大家看哈。
I have a few Bible passages to show up everyone.
可以，我可以分享吗？大家可以看到我圣经哈。
Can you all see my Bible verses? Yes, I can.
我们第四部圣经读哥林多后书第四章第五节。
We're reading 2 Corinthians 4, 5.
我们原不是传自己，乃是传基督耶稣为主。并且自己因耶稣做你们的仆人。
For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus Lord, and ourselves your bondmen for Jesus' sake.
这次我跟弟兄姊妹交通的负担，还是在总的负担，还是在传基督耶稣为主。
This time my burden is still to share with brothers and sisters, preach Christ Jesus Lord.
还是跟大家强调一下，这个传字不光是讲，而是一个宣告，而且是一个像官方的宣告，是一个权柄的宣告。
And this word preach actually is proclaim, and is to proclaim to authorities.
这是圣徒和教会在神面前所得着的托付。
This is the entrustment of the saints and the church.
这个不是只有在聚会中宣告，这可能是在我们的生活中，在我们的工作中，也在教会的见证中。
We not only proclaim in our meeting, but we proclaim it everywhere and through the church.
那所以这是我们需要注意的啊。
This is something that we need to pay attention to.
啊，那我们再读一次一处的圣经，在哥林多后书第三章第五、第六节。
We'll read another passage, and it's in 2 Corinthians 3.
并不是我们凭自己能承担什么事，我们所能承担的乃是出于神。
2 Corinthians 3:5 Not that we are competent of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our competency is of God.
他叫我们能承担这新约的职事，不是凭着字句，乃是凭着经意，因为那字句是叫人死，经意是叫人活。
In verse 6, who has also made us competent as ministers of the new covenant, not of letter, but of spirit? For the letter kills, but the spirit quickens.
那这里呢，第五节告诉我们说，我们能承担，其实这个能，这个是达到的意思。
This word, we can, we are competent, it actually means that, we will be able to reach.
那这个承担这个字呢，是特殊的一个字，就是计算，是 reckon, 是表示是神他对于神的，就神的旨意和神对神的百姓，神的工作，神有神的计算，有神的心意在里面。
And it also refers to the word reckon, where God reckons, God accounted for.
所以这也就是我们要能够达到神所计算的，也就是像会计这个借方跟贷方需要平衡的这样的计算。
And so we will be able to obtain, through the reckoning of God, and this is like an accounting term, where you count and you have to have balance.
所以我们如果是在宣告基督耶稣为主，这是我们是应该是照着神所看的，神所计算的来宣告。
And so if we are to proclaim Christ our Lord, we have to do it according to the reckoning of God.
所以这个承担呢，是源头是来自于神。
And so this competency actually originates.From God.
不但是源出于源头是神，而且呢是根据或者是圣灵啊，经意其实原文就是灵的意思。
And not only God, but of the Spirit.
并且呢是根据主给我们的生命，经意是叫人活，这个经意就是灵，是叫人活。
And this is according to the Spirit, because the Spirit gives us life.
这个活是永生生命的活，是复活生命的活。
This quickening or life is refers to the eternal life.
所以
the resurrection life.
所以这个宣告是在神，是神做起头，是神做能力，是圣灵在我们身上的工作，也是生命在我们，也是神的生命在我们身上的工作。
And so,This originates from God and from the Holy Spirit. It is the work of the Holy Spirit in us.
好，那我们再读另外一处圣经。
We will read another verse.
在使徒行传第二章32到36节。
Acts 2, 33-36.
这耶稣神已经叫他复活了，我们都为这事做见证。
This Jesus has God raised up, whereof all we are witnesses.
他既被神的右手高举，又从父受了所应许的圣灵，就把你们所看见、所听见的浇灌下来。
Having therefore been exalted by the right hand of God, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he has poured out this which ye behold and hear.
大卫并没有升到天上，但自己说，主对我主说，你坐在我的右边。
For David has not ascended into the heavens, but he says himself, The Lord said unto my Lord, Sit at my right hand.
等我使你仇敌做你的脚凳。
Until I have put thine enemies to be the footstool of thy feet.
故此，以色列全家当确实知道，你们钉在十字架上的这位耶稣，神已经立他为主，为基督了。
Let the whole house of Israel therefore know assuredly that God has made him, this Jesus whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ.
好，那在使徒行传第二章呢，可以说是教会或者说是圣徒第一次公开的宣告基督耶稣为主。
So Acts 2 is, we can say, the first time where the saints and the church proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord.
那在使徒行传呢，这里边给我们看到这个宣告基督耶稣为主应该有几个方面。
And it also show us there are different aspects in proclaiming Christ as Lord.
一个方面就是基督身体的见证，把基督耶稣为主宣告出来。
One is the testimony of the body to proclaim that Christ is Lord.
那第二个就是神话语的见证，借着神话语的有神话语的见证人，把基督为主，宣告基督耶稣为主，把他宣告出来。
Second is through the testimony of the word and proclaiming Christ is Lord.
那第三个方面呢，就是圣徒呢能够显出得着神全备救恩的那样的实际，把基督耶稣为主宣告出来。
And the third is that the saints can show forth the reality that Christ is Lord.
第四个方面就是神的道路生命的道路。就是我们在生命中活出来，生命中见证基督耶稣为主。
Fourth is the path of life that in our lives we can testify Christ is Lord.
第五个方面就是见证基督现在在宝座，天上宝座是一切从宝座开始，一切从宝座来掌权。
And fifth is that Christ is on the throne and everything comes from the throne.
那第六个方面就是这里讲的是神使仇敌成为脚凳这个是仇敌成为脚凳能够把基督耶稣为主见证出来。
And the sixth is to show that the enemy is the footstool and in that way proclaim Christ is Lord.
那我想今天跟弟兄姊妹着重的重点在这个神话语的见证这方面。
Today, I'm going to focus on the testimony of God's word.
我们先首先注意一下，就是神的话叫我们跟，就是神的话跟我们的关系。
Want to first focus on the relationship of God's word to us.
我们想在这个主耶稣在受试探的时候，撒旦叫他要把石头变成饼。
When Jesus was being tempted by Satan, Satan wants Jesus to turn stones into bread.
但是主对于撒旦的回答就是说，人活着不是单靠食物， 乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
But Jesus answered and said, It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word which goes out through God's mouth.
所以这里呢就牵涉到就是说神的话是不是我们生命的引导或生命的供应呢？
This relates to the question whether God's word is our supply and also leads us.
当我们遇到这个有生活的危机，有这个生存的危机的时候，如果神说话了，我们是从神的话得到这个活下去的引导呢，还是我们就是照着我们没有神的话的方式？
So if we meet a crisis in life, is God's word the one that will lead us forward?Or do we just do it by ourselves?
我们弟兄姊妹，我们知道在明说呢，弟兄姊妹在背圣经上是现在是大家都很受鼓励的。
We know that the brothers and sisters in Minnesota, the way you memorize the Bible is really an encouragement to all of us.
但是我们需要注意一个问题，就是说我们读神的话或者记神的话。是记在什么地方？
But we need to pay attention when we remember the word of God. Where do we put it?
这个其实呢，环境一来的时候，就会显明出来这些话到底在我们的哪里。
When circumstances arise, it will show where we're putting the word of God.
如果这个话是在我们的记忆里，就是在魂里面，没有在我们的心里面，没有刻在心板上，你就发现当环境来的时候，我们的心对于神的话是没有回应的。
If the word is just in our mind, in our soul, then we will see that when circumstance come, it's not reacting from our heart.
但是如果神的话是刻在心上，是圣灵把它刻在心上，你就发现当环境来的时候，圣灵会把这个话推出来，或者是有指导的能力，或者是有使我们站住的能力。
But if the Holy Spirit has carved this word in our heart, when circumstances come, you will see that this word will come outwith strength.
那在我们面对实际的环境要做决定的时候，那你就发现神的话在我们身上是有影响力，或者有带领，有主导的能力，还是没有主导的能力，就会显明出来。
And it will also show whether the word of God has the strength of leading us and guiding us.
我记得我自己也是面临过这样的情形。
I remember that in my own life, I have faced this kind of situation.
这是我大概得救，可能一年多的时间了。
Probably, after I was saved for a year.
那个时候，我大弟弟他找我跟他一起买房子。
At that time, my young brother.Wanted me to buy a house with him.
那就说我们他是很盼望我们能做邻居了。
What he desires that we can be neighbors.
而且那时候是一个好的机会，因为对于我们这个经济不是很好的人，那这是一个大好机会。
And that time was also a very good opportunity financially for us who's not very good financially.
但是那个时候我就面临到一个问题，我如果接受他的建议，那我就要牺牲了聚会，我就牺牲了亲近主的时间。
I was faced with the situation. If I accept what he proposed, then I would not be able to get close to the Lord, and would be hard for me to gather with the saints.
因为我需要去。有第二份的工作来让我能够负这个决定。
because I need a second job in order to be able to do this with him.
所以我那时候就到主面前去祷告，把这个问题带到主面前。
And so I brought this question before the Lord, and I prayed to the Lord about this.
那主在我祷告中就给我话，就是先求神的国、神的义，凡所需要的就加给你。
And then the Lord gave me this word, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.
那时候其实对这个话明白不多，认识不多。
Actually, at that time, my knowledge and understanding of this word is very limited.
那就那个时候对我来讲，先求神的国、神的义呢，我就是有正常的聚会，有正常的亲近主的时间，能够让我能够在认识主上能够有机会能够长进，这可能就是当时就这样。
Actually, my understanding of seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness is that I will have a normal, time of going to gathering and and then having close, being close to the Lord and being able to grow.
但那个时候呢，寻求的就是我弟弟呢，他这个跟我就是有三次的，这相当长，就是他有相当一段时间，好几个月的时间，有三次的机会来要面对这个决定。
And that time there were, during that period, there were three times that we are faced with this decision with my brother.
那我在主面前反复的寻求，那这个主的话，先求神的国、神的义，就是凡所需要的加给你，这个话在我里面就越来越强，越来越有力量。
And through this period, when I kept going back to the Lord,this word about seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these things shall be added unto you become stronger and stronger and come with strength.
那也是因为这样子，所以最后就决定不参加他的计划。
And because of that, I decided not to go with his plan.
所以呢，这个情形呢，就让我弟弟很不能理解，他把我当作疯子看。
And because of this, my brother cannot understand me, and he thinks that I am kind of strange.
不过也感谢主，就是因为这样的决定，所以这一件事情呢，是等到我搬到美国来以后，主再重新点活了，我才知道说，哦，原来主因为这样子做了很多事情。
And it is only after I moved here to the U.S.that I realized that because of that thing, the Lord did so many other things.
那长话短说，也就是说我到美国买了我的房子之后，主才把我曾经在他面前做这样的决定的事情呢，重新再向我就是说显明他做了什么事情。
And it was after I bought my house here in the U.S. that the Lord revealed to me how my decisionhad then led him to do so many things for me.
简单的讲就是这段时间呢大概有差不多十年的时间，主呢给我搬家了五次，但是主都真的是凡所需要的都加给你。
And through these 10 years, it's very amazing that I moved 5 times, but whatever I need, the Lord,provided.
所以人活着不是单靠食物，是靠神口里所出的一切话，应当是我们要有经历的。
And so, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word which goes out through the mouth of God. It's a verse that we should have experience of.
这是主对付撒旦的话，这也是我们胜过仇敌引诱或者拦阻我们生命成长的，我们需要有的在主话语的第一手经历。
This is the word that the Lord used to overcome Satan, and this is something that we should experience and have in our lives.
这个在约翰福音第六章六十三节说， 我对你们说的话就是灵，就是生命。
In John 6, it says that my word is spirit and life.
啊，这个是讲到刚才这个马太福音的那个主受试探时候主说的话，跟这里所说的话都是讲到经过生命经历过的话，就是 Rhema 的话。
The word that was used in Matthew and also in John refers to the subjective experiential word, which is Rhema.
所以我们应当从主字面上的话能够进到生命经历的话。
So we need to go from the objective written word of God to an experiential word of God.
甚至我们还要更有一个把握，就是像彼得对主耶稣说的，你有永生之道，那个道就是话，我们还归从谁呢？
But we still have to go further, like what Simon Peter answered the Lord and says, to whom shall we go? Thou hast word of life eternal.
所以我们需要被主建立到一个地步，我们不是只是好像就是形式上的接近主的话，是主的话在我们生命中掌权，主的话在我们生命中就是把我们带到宝座前，也把生命的丰富带给我们。
So the word of God has to reign in our hearts and has to bring us to the throne.
那不止如此，因为教会的建造是需要神的话。
Not only that, the church is built on the word of God.
但是呢，这个不是就是说我们光去有话来帮助弟兄姊妹。
And this not only refers to using the word of God to help brothers and sisters.
我们如果有这样的恩典有这样主这样的托付，能帮助弟兄姊妹。
If God is gracious and entrust us this way to help brothers and sisters.
那我们先要从主的话里面得着这个安慰，得着忍耐，甚至得到盼望。
But we have to actually first experience the word of God as our comfort and our peace.
这个就是我们呢，这个在，因为我们可能会遇到一些情况，就是要把神他对教会的心意在这个世代最黑暗的情况中能够释放，能够带出来。
In this dark age, we should be able to express the heart of God towards the church.
那我们看这个，我们看教会呢，我们了解整个教会的情形呢，恐怕不只是在我们的聚会里面看到的，我们可能需要主让我们看见整个现在神的儿女的情况，那我们才知道原来现在教会在大体上是个在怎样的光景。
When we look at the church, we don't look at just our own gathering, but we look at the church throughout, and we will see the condition of the church and what God wants to do.
但是主若给我们恩典，那我们在一个满有主同在，还有满有主话语供应的这样的一个聚集中。
But if God bless us and we are in a gathering where we have the word that is applied to us.
那我们呢，应当是在这样的被建造中，能够从主的话的建立中，我们得着这个能够超越今世的，能够超越时间的，超越空间的，达到神这个达到主再来所要达到的那个真正的盼望。
And through this building up, we should be able to attain something that is beyond time and space, what the Lord wants before he comes.
那简单的讲，主在我们身上是积蓄有非常宝贵的工作。
The Lord has a very precious work in our midst.
他把我们从这个属肉体的变成属灵的。
He take us from being fleshly to become spiritual.
把我们从这个属地的做成属天的。
He wants to take us from being earthly to heavenly.
把我们从这必朽坏的做成不朽坏的。
And from the corruptible to incorruptible.
把我们从这软弱的要做成刚强的。
From weak to strength.
把我们从羞辱的做成荣耀的。
From shame to glory.
而且把我们属这个怎么样属人的要做成属灵的。
And from man to from the spirit.
所以这里面都跟神的话在我们身上的工作有密切的关系。
And all this are very closely related to the work of God through his word in us.
所以我们盼望主在我们身上他的话在我们身上是有非常有效具体的引导。
And so that hopefully God's word has a very effective leading in our life.
那我想有几个圣经的这个在话语上经历主的见证给弟兄姊妹参考。
So I want to share with brothers and sisters the experience of God's word through his word.
一个是但以理。但以理我们从耶利米书第29章第10节我们读几节 ,10-14 节。
We're gonna read from the book of Jeremiah 29-14.
耶和华如此说为巴比伦所定的70年满了以后我要眷顾你们你们向你们成就我的恩典使你们仍归此地。
For thus said Jehovah, when 70 years shall be accomplished for Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word toward you in bringing you back to this place.
耶和华说, 我知道我向你们所怀的意念是赐平安的意念,不是降灾祸的意念,要叫你们末后有指望。
For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, said Jehovah.Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you in your latter end a hope.
你们要呼求我，祷告我，我就应允你们。
And ye shall call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you.
你们寻求我，若专心寻求我，就必寻见。
And ye shall seek me and find me.For ye shall search for me with all your heart.
耶和华说，我必被你们寻见，我也必使你们被掳的人归回，将你们从各国中和我所赶你们到的各处招聚了来，又将你们带回我使你们被掳掠离开的地方。这是耶和华说的。
And I will be found of you, said Jehovah, and I will turn your captivity, and I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places whither I have driven you, said Jehovah, and I will bring you again into the place whence I have caused you to be carried away captive.
这段话是这个可以说是但以理他们被掳到这个巴比伦之后那个耶利米就是神给耶和华神给耶利米的话送到了这个被掳之地区的。
This was the word that after Daniel had been already taken captivity in Babylon that God gave this word to Jehovah and give it to those in captivity.
那我们知道这个战役里经过了尼布甲尼撒王还有这个巴比伦帝国的一切后来现到了
So Daniel was under the king of Babylon, Nebuchadnezzar, and then went through a lot of things, and now he's under the Persian king.
那在这个但以理书第九章，在这个波斯王这个大力乌的这个时候，就但以理就发生了这样的情况。
And so here in Daniel 9 is what happened. During the reign of Darius.
我想我们读一部分就好。
We will just read a portion.
马代族亚哈水鲁的儿子大利乌，立为加勒底国的王元年。
In the first year of Darius, the son of Ahasuerus of the seed of the Medes, who was made king over the realm of the Chaldeans.
就是他在位的第一年，我但以理从书上得知，耶和华的话临到先知耶利米，论到耶路撒冷荒凉的年数，七十年为满。
In the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by books that the number of years whereof the word of Jehovah came to Jeremiah the prophet for the accomplishment of the desolations of Jerusalem was 70 years.
我便进食，披麻蒙灰，定意向主神祈祷恳求。
And I set my face unto the Lord to seek my prayer and supplication with fasting and sackcloth and ashes.
我想读了这句话就可以了。我便进食，披麻蒙灰，定意向主神祈祷恳求。
I set my face unto the Lord God to seek my prayer and supplication with fasting and sackcloth and ashes.
也就是但以理他在看到耶利米在将近七十年前所写的这个话，现在已经七十年快到了。
He saw the word that was written by Jeremiah 70 years ago, and now the 70 years is almost fulfilled.
神有应许，七十年就是耶路撒冷和犹大被掳七十年为满。
God has this promise.That the captivity will only last for 70 years.
但是需要有人能够专心的寻求他来祷告。刚才我们看到在耶利米这个提到的就是什么，要专心的寻求，要祷告，要呼求，要专心的寻求，那神就会做工。
But then we are reminded that in Jeremiah it says that ye shall seek me and find me, and ye shall beThey have to be praying, seeking the Lord wholeheartedly.
所以我们在这里看到但以理他回应这个神借的耶利米所说的话。
And so Daniel responded to the word of God through Jeremiah.
所以他说他披麻蒙灰，其实但以理他并没有这个，他并不本人并不是那样的得罪神。
Actually, Daniel himself, he did not offend God himself.
但是他是站在全以色列，站在全神对于犹大，对于以色列的那个全体的心意上来看。
But he's standing on God's heart and will for the whole Israel.
而且他也实在看得懂神在做工。
And he also understand and saw that God is working.
而且他看得懂现在的时间是什么时间。
And he's also understood what is the time now.
对，他这里说七十年为满，那现在就是他已经到了将近七十年的时候。
So the 70 years has already come up and it's time.
所以神的儿女当中需要有回应神他荣耀心意的这样的器皿。
And so among God's people, there needs to be a vessel that will respond to God's will and purpose.
所以但以理他看到的这个耶利米所说的话，他马上就到神面前向神回应。
And so Daniel, when he saw the word of Jeremiah, he immediately went before the Lord and responded.
他为自己，他为全以色列人认罪悔改。
He confessed for himself and for the whole of Israel.
所以这里给我们提醒，我们活着不是单为自己活，我们是为神活，我们为主活。
So when we live, we do not live for ourselves. We live for the Lord.
那我们这个罪的赦免，我们经历神的恩典，这是非常宝贵，也是非常这个叫我们感谢主的事情。
Yes, we experience the forgiveness of sin, and we are very grateful, and we thank the Lord for that.
但是神他在他的心意里面计算是对全教会的计算，所以说，所以我们需要主这一个扩大我们的身量，能够达到神对于全教会所要达到的那样的神的计算。
But God's heart and will is for the whole church, and His reckoning is for the whole church, and so we have to be enlarged and to see that.
当然，我们没有办法强迫自己去达到那样的身量。
Of course, we cannot go beyond ourselves or through ourselves to attain that.
但是我们如果是专心的寻求主，主会把我们提升到那个度量。
But if we really seek the Lord with our whole heart, the Lord will raise us up to be able to have that measure.
而且呢，就算是我们是在一个人数不多的情况底下，但是主确实可能借着这个有限的人数来达到他为着全以色列或者为了全教会为了全体神的百姓的那样的心意的达到。
And even though we might belong to a small group of people, the Lord can still use that and be able to raise us to the point where we will be part of those who help the whole church attain what the Lord wants.
所以我们是不用自高自大，但是我们却不能小看自己。
We should not lift up ourselves and be arrogant, but we cannot belittle ourselves either.
就像在罗马书第八章看到的，那些随从圣灵的人，他不但会达到神儿子名分的身量。
Because we see in Romans 8, those who live by the Spirit can attain sonship.
而且呢，它会带来宇宙性的、受造万物的完全的更新。
And it will also bring about the renewal of the whole creation.
所以随从圣灵看起来好像是个别的，那或者是在聚会里面。或者这个小的聚会也是一个比较小的范围，但它的影响却是宇宙性的。
So following the Spirit might look individual or only for a gathering, but what it can bring about can be universal.
那所以但以理这个事情也是宇宙性的。
So we see how what concerns Daniel here has a universal effect.
他看重神的话，他接受神的话对他的断案。他看重神的话，他接受神借他的话对以色列人和对他的断案。
He put importance in God's word and accept what God said.
所以你看他祷告，他不但为自己为以色列人认罪悔改。
And so when he prayed,He confesses sin and he prayed for the whole Israel.
他呢，为耶路撒冷，为圣殿祷告。
He prayed for Jerusalem and for the temple.
那结果呢，他在神面前的祷告，神呢回应了他，甚至借着天使来给他一个特别的回应。
And God answered his prayer, and through the angel, God gave him a very special answer.
好，那我们看这个二十一节开始，他祷告之后，这些然后神给他一个特别的回应。
Let us look, starting from verse 21, the answer of God to his prayer.
我正祷告的时候，先前在异象中所见的那位加百列，奉命迅速飞来，约在献晚祭的时候按手在我身上。
While I was yet speaking in prayer, the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision at the beginning, flying swiftly, touched me about the time of the evening oblation.
他只叫我说，但以理啊， 现在我出来，要使你有智慧，有聪明。
And he informed me and talked with me and said, Daniel, I am now come forth to make thee skillful of understanding.
你出恳求的时候就发出命令，我来告诉你，因你大蒙眷爱，所以你要思想明白这以下的事和意象。
At the beginning of thy supplications, the word went forth, and I am come to declare it. For thou art one greatly beloved. Therefore, consider the word and have understanding in the vision.
为你本国和你的圣城，已经定了70个期，要止住罪过，除尽罪恶，赎尽罪孽，引进永义，封住异象和预言，定高至圣者。
70 weeks are apportioned out upon thy people and upon thy holy city to close the transgression and to make an end of sins and to make expiation for iniquity and to bring in the righteousness of the ages and to seal the vision and prophet and to anoint the holy of holies.
你当知道当明白，从初令重新建造耶路撒冷直到有受膏君的时候，必有七个期和62个期，正在艰难的时候，耶路撒冷城连接带好，都必重新建造。
Know therefore and understand from the going forth of the word to restore and to build Jerusalem unto Messiah, the Prince, are 7 weeks and 62 weeks. The street and the moat shall be built again, even in troublous times.
过了62个期，那受膏者必被剪除，一无所有，必由一王的名来毁灭这城和圣所，至终必如洪水冲没，必有征战一直到底，荒凉的事已经定了。
And after the 62 weeks shall Messiah be cut off, and shall have nothing, and the people of the prince that shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary.And the end thereof shall be with an overflow and unto the end war, the desolations determined.
一期之内他必与许多人坚定盟约，一期之半他必使祭祀和贡献止息，那行毁坏可憎的如飞而来，并且有愤怒请在那行毁坏的身上，直到所定的结局。
And he shall confirm a covenant with the many for 1 week, and in the midst of the week he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease. And because of the protection of abomination, there shall be a desolator, even until the consumption and what is determined shall be poured out upon the desolate.
这一段的话，简单的讲就是这个神借着天使来把基督的第一次来和第二次来启示给但以理。
Simply speaking, this whole passage, was to reveal to Daniel the first and second coming of the Messiah.
第一次来呢，他要为我们的罪被挂在十字架上。
The Messiah's first coming, he is to be hanged on the cross for our sin.
但是借着他已经完成的这个事呢，按借着被他拯救的人，他要做一个宇宙性对罪的一个决定性的处理。
But through what he has done on the cross and through all these people that he has saved, he wants to do a final thing with sin.
所以就这个最后的决定就是要止住罪过。除尽罪恶，赎尽罪孽，引进永义。
And that's what it says here, to close the transgression, to make an end of sin, and to expiate iniquity, and to bring in righteousness of the ages, to seal the vision and prophet, and to anoint the holy of holies.
Yeah, 就是要封住异象和预言，并且告知圣者。
Yes, to seal.The vision and prophet, and to anoint the holy of holies.
这个是可以说是也带来这个，就是主第二次来， 这个新就是国度的降临和新天新地的来到，这一切都完全实现。
That is to say, there would be a second coming, there would be a descending of the kingdom, and also the new heaven and new earth.
那这里呢，就是计算这个呢，是重新建造，就初令重新建造耶路撒冷开始计算，有69个期，就是到主耶稣被钉十字架死而复活。
And to count this, there would be 7 weeks and 62 weeks from that time on.
那这个对我们现在来讲，这是已经应验的事情，主已经来过了。
And for us, this has already happened because the Messiah, our Lord, has already come the first time.
但是对但以理来讲，那个时候都还没有发生。
But to Daniel, that particular thing has not happened yet.
那今天对我们来讲，我们是剩下最后一个期的来到。
For us today, we're waiting for the last 7 weeks to happen.
其实我们不是等最后一个期，我们是应该等主的再来。我们甚至能够在这个最后一个期要发生的那些的黑暗和那些的大逼迫、大灾难之前，能够被主带走。
But actually, we're not waiting for that last 7 weeks. We want to, be able to be taken by the Lord even before all those tribulations happen.
所以我们看到但以理，他从主的话里面，就是他不但得到了益处，而且被带到神荣耀的心意的那些极宝贵的地方。
So Daniel not only gained from the word of God, but was brought into all the precious things that the Lord has purposed.
好，那我们再看另外一个话语上的见证的事情。
Let's look again another testimony of the word in the Bible.
好，这个呢是这个主耶稣复活当天，有两个门徒，这在路加福音第24章。有两个门徒，他从耶路撒冷呢要离开，他离开耶路撒冷要往以马忤斯去。
This happened to two disciples on their way from Jerusalem to out of Jerusalem.
那他们呢是非常关心，他们是主的门徒，是对于主说过的话，对于发生的事情都非常清楚。
They were very clear in what the Lord said and what had happened.
那对主耶稣被钉十字架，主耶稣死而复活，他们都是亲身经过那个事件的那个过程的。
So they were there when the Lord died, and they were experiencing this at that time.
因为他们要往以马忤斯去的时候，其实已经他已经听到了这个几个妇女或者是有门徒呢，去过主的坟墓，主已经不在坟墓，这个事情都发生过了。
Oh, at this time, the resurrection had already happened. The women had already, found that the Lord was no longer in the grave and told the disciples, and this two were heading from Jerusalem to Emmaus.
但是呢，他们就是一个往以马忤斯的这个路上，并且在路上就一直谈论他们所听到的或者所接触到的这些的信息。
As they were walking on the road on their way to Emmaus, they were talking about what had happened and all these things that concerned them.
那就在他们在路上的时候，主耶稣亲自向他们显现，与他们同行。
And while they were talking,The Lord appeared to them.
那就在这个时候呢，圣经告诉我们说，他们的眼睛迷糊了，不认识主。
But at this point, their eyes were holden; they did not recognize the Lord.
这个迷糊这个字呢，好像就是被什么东西抓住了。 可以，所以他就是主亲自向他们复活的主向他们亲自显现，他们没有办法这个认识是完全的认识，他们好像不能够真正认出主是那位就是主。
The word hold them here means to lay hold by something. And the word know is a real knowledge of the Lord.
那我们的主也很幽默，我们的主就跟他们继续谈了。
But it's very interesting, the Lord, very humorous, just continued the conversation with them.
而且你们谈的是什么东西呢？这个谈论就好像是我丢一个问题，你丢一个问题，我起一个方向，你起一个方向，主好像跟他们讲，你们到底在谈什么东西？
And, this conversation is one say, this direction, another, goes to another direction.And the Lord was saying, what are you conversing about?
那他们就讲到说在耶路撒冷中主耶稣被钉十字架的事情。
And so they responded that they were talking about what happened in Jerusalem that the Lord was crucified.
而且呢他们也说到这个不但复活了不但主钉十字架主也复活了而且他们也听到了有几个妇女告诉他们主耶稣不在坟墓了。
And they said that not only was he crucified, but he has resurrected, and certain women among them has astonished them and have been to the grave very early and haven't found the body.
而且他们应该也听过主耶稣在被钉十字架以前主已经告诉他们说主不但要被钉十字架而且主要第三天要复活。
And they said that even before, the Lord's death on the cross, he told them that 3 days he's going to be resurrected.
那主呢最后就给他们一个特别的话。
And then the Lord gave them a special word.
耶稣对他们说无知的人啊先知所说的一切话你们的心信得太迟钝。
And he said to them, Oh, senseless and slow of heart to believe in all that the prophets have spoken.
你看这个无知这个字哈跟我们的心思有关系。它原文跟来自于两个字一个是暗一个是 不是一个是没有或者不是 mind, 一个是心思上。
And this word senseless has something to do with our mind. Its meaning is unminded.
所以就是我们的就是这个人呢他的心思啊没有办法就是没有办法得着神要他得着的那个该有的那个神的事实的认识。
And so this mind cannot grasp or cannot take what the Lord wanted to show.
那这个原因在哪里原因在他的心。所以呢你们的心信得太迟钝。
And what's the problem? It is the heart. The heart is slow to believe.
也就是说主向他们说过的话还有这些妇女见证的话或者是这些就是讲到主死而复活的话他们呢并不能心里并不能相信。
And so what the Lord said to them, what the women testify about the resurrection,their heart are slow to believe.
所以这里给我们看到就是说这些话不是不知道也不是不会说给别人听但是在一个实际的环境显明出来之后呢他们的心思是没有果效的。
So they can tell other people, they can talk about this word, but in this real situation, it shows that there's no use for themBecause they do not, it's in their heart, they do not believe.
所以这个原因就出于心。这个在接受这些话的时候心没有对准这些没有对准主没有从心里接受。
So when they hear this word, their heart is not aligned to the Lord, and so their heart did not receive it.
然后主呢就在这个时候摸他们的心使得他们能够归回到一个正常的情况。
so the Lord touched their heart to make it to a right position.
主一面是亲自遇见他们，主也把他的话重新刻在他们的心上。
Not only did the Lord meet them, but once again, he carved his word into their heart.
那他说基督这样受害又进入他的荣耀，岂不是应当的吗？
And he says, ought not the Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory?
于是从摩西和众先知起，凡经上所指着自己的话，都给他们讲解明白了。
And having begun from Moses and from all the prophets, he interpreted to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself.
然后呢，不但是这样，而且呢，他们这个又邀请了主跟他们那天晚上同住。
Not only that, they invited the Lord to come with them to stay with them that night.
那在主跟他们同在一起的时候，那到了这个坐席的时候，主拿起饼来，祝谢了，拨开，递给他们。
And as it came to pass, as he was at the table with them, having taken the bread, he blessed, and having broken it, gave it to them.
所以他们的眼睛就明亮了，这才认出他来。忽然，耶稣就不见了。
And their eyes were open, and they recognized him, and he disappeared from them.
所以这里好像给我们看到，我们擘饼聚会是一个宝贵的一个聚集。
This shows us that the breaking of bread meeting is a very precious one.
那就是在擘饼聚会的时候，我们如果能够更多的遇见主自己，遇见不但钉十字架的基督，也遇见坐宝座的基督，复活坐宝升天坐宝座的基督。
That if in the breaking of bread meeting, we can even more meet our Lord, the crucified Lord, the resurrected Lord, but also the Lord upon the throne.
那这个呢，就是我们的眼睛就会越来越明亮。
This way, then our eyes will be open.
那我们更能够逐渐能够达到神所要我们达到的那个计算。
And then we can attain up to the reckoning that the Lord wants us to be able to reckon.
所以我们看这个在32节他说，他们彼此说，在路上他和我们说话，给我们讲解圣经的时候，我们的心岂不是火热的吗？
And that's what it means. It says, was not our heart burning in us as he spoke to us on the way? And as he opened the scriptures to us,
所以主摸他们的心，主也教他们怎么样用心来读主的话，来接受主的话。
And so when the Lord touched their heart, the Lord also helped them to be able to accept his word into their hearts.
那他们在被主这样摸着之后，所以一马五十呢，他们就不再进去了，就不再继续往那里走了。他们就回到耶路撒冷去。
And after they were touched by the Lord in their heart, they no longer go the way to Emmaus, but they return back to Jerusalem.
所以如果我们是被主的话摸着，我们的心是被主得着的。
If we are really touched by the word of God, then our heart will be gained or obtained by our Lord.
可能我们有一个非常重要的人生计划，但是呢，我们被主遇见，被主摸着，被主的话这个放在刻在我们的心上，我们的方向就是转向主所引导我们的方向。
Maybe we have a goal in life and we want to go that way, but once we are touched by the Lord in our heart and he carved his word in our heart, then we will turn around and go another way.
我想我没有再多时间再讲别的例子。
My time is limited. I cannot go to another example.
我想我把一些圣经读给弟兄姊妹听，也许可以思考。
I want to read some Bible verses to brothers and sisters, and you can go and meditate.
这个是彼得，彼得，你知道彼得常常 喜欢说话的啊。
We know Peter. Peter is one who loves to speak up.
但是彼得呢，他对于神的话在他身上的工作，有这样宝贵的这样的一个话留在圣经里面。
Well, we see after the work of the Lord in him, he left this precious word to us.
啊，彼得前书第一章二十三到二十五节。
First Peter 1:23-24.
你们蒙的重生不是由于能坏的种子，乃是由于不能坏的种子，是借着神活泼长存的道。
Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the living and abiding word of God.
啊，这里讲的话是罗格斯的话，但是这里的话是活的话，也是住在我们里面的话。
Here it talks about the word, which is not only logos, but it's also living inside of us.
啊，因为凡有血气的，尽都如草。他的美容都像草上的花，草必枯干，花必凋谢。
Because all flesh is as grass, and all its glory as the flower of grass. The grass is withered, and its flower has fallen.
唯有主的道是永存的，所传给你们的福音就是这道。
But the word of the Lord abides for eternity. But this is the word which in the glad tidings is preached to you.
所以这里我们看到这话有两个字，一个是 logos， 这是在二十三节，在二十五节是讲的 rhema。
So there are two Greek words for the word of God. In verse 23 is logos, and verse 25 is rhema.
那二十四节告诉我们，我们这些人呢，都是短暂的，像草，像花一样。
In verse 24, it tells us that we people are very temporal. We are like grass and flowers.
但是得到这个 rhema 的话，这个 rhema 的话是永远的，是永远住在我们身上，是带着永恒的，是把我们从短暂的变成永恒的。
But this rhema is eternal, so it brings us from temporal to eternal.
好，我们再看彼得后书的话。第一章19节到21节。
And then 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 19-21.
我们必有先知更确的预言，如同灯照的暗处。你们在这预言上留意，只等到天发亮，晨星在你们心里出现的时候才是好的。
And we have the prophetic word made sure, to which ye do well taking heed.As to a lamp shining in an obscure place, until the day dawn and the morning star arise in your heart.
好，我想也许就读这一节就好。
We'll just read this verse.
好，我们这里就说怎么样？我们现在是在黑暗的一个情况底下，但是神的话呢，他要在我们身上把光给我们，所以我们甚至能够像晨星一样。能够成为我们的指导。
Right now we seem to be in a dark place, but the Lord will use His word to shine in our hearts so that we would be like morning star arising in our hearts.
所以这个我们读圣经不但用心读，我们也要读圣经到一个地步，主把晨星给我们，主把方向、把光给我们，把在这能够突破这个黑暗的限制，能够来到这个就是国度的时代和勇士的那样的光里面。
So when we read the Bible, read God's word, we have not only read it with our heart, but we have to read it to the point where the Lord shed light on us and give us the morning star so that we can see His kingdom and glory.
好，我们再读另外一个圣经，在启示录第十二章第十到十二节。
And then we go to Revelation 12:12.
我听见在天上有大声音说，我神的救恩能力国度并他基督的权柄现在都来到了，因为那在我们神面前昼夜控告我们弟兄的已经被摔下去。
And I heard a great voice in the heaven saying, now is come the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ. For the accuser of the brethren has been cast out, who accused them before God, for our God day and night.
弟兄胜过他是因羔羊的血和自己所见证的道，他们虽至于死也不爱惜性命。
And they have overcome him by reason of the blood of the Lamb, by reason of the word of their testimony, and have not loved their life even unto death.
所以诸天和住在其中的你们都快乐吧，只是地狱还有祸的，因为魔鬼知道自己的时候不多，就气愤愤地下到你们那里去了。
Therefore be full of delight, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them.Woe to the earth and to the sea, because the devil has come down to you, having great rage, knowing he has a short time.
这里是告诉我们有一个黑暗的权势，撒旦魔鬼 的权势。
This tells us there's a dominion of darkness, and that belongs to Satan.
但这就是在这样的权势的控制全世界的情况底下，圣徒呢，或者教会要把神的救恩能力国度和基督的权柄把它都完全的带到这个就在这样的黑暗中能带来。
But even in this dark domain, the church can proclaim the salvation, the power and the kingdom of God and the authority of Christ in this dark place.
那这里跟对于宝血的经历，羔羊的血的经历和神的话的见证，这里话已经不但是记得的话，是成为圣徒生命见证的话。
And by the blood of the Lamb and the word of the testimony, this is the testimony of the saints.
所以这个是胜过撒旦、胜过魔鬼、胜过黑暗势力所必须有的一些注意。
We need to have this in order.To overcome the dominion of darkness and Satan.
最后一个圣经是启示录第二十章第四节第四节就好。
The last verse is Revelation 24.
我又看见几个宝座，也有坐在上面的，并有审判的权柄赐给他们。我又看见那些因为给耶稣做见证，并为神之道被斩者的灵魂。和那些没有拜过兽和与兽像，也没有在额上和手上受过他印记之人的灵魂，他们都复活了，与基督一同作王一千年。
And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given to them, and the souls of those beheaded on account of the testimony of Jesus, and on the account of the word of God, and those who had not done homage to the beast.Nor to his image, and had not received the mark on their forehead and hand, and they lived and reigned with the Christ 1,000 years.
这里是关系到与主一同与基督一同作王一千年，但这里呢，有这么一批人是为神的话做见证，而且甚至因为甚至为神的话做见证而牺牲了魂生命，或者牺牲了地上的生命。
This is a group of people who, on account of the testimony of God's word, had given up their soul life, but they will live and reign with Christ for 1,000 years.
好，我想我的交通就停在这里，我们有点祷告。
My sharing will stop here, and let us pray.
主，我们赞美感谢归给你。
Lord, we thank and praise you.
你的话是有能力的。
Your word is full of strength.
你的话是为你自己做见证。
And your word testify of yourself.
你的话不但给圣徒、给教会有方向、有盼望。
Lord, your word gives direction and hope to saints and your church.
你的话也实在是把你创世以前已经定的旨意能够你清楚的彰显。
Your word also reveals what you have purposed for the foundation of the world.
我们正处在这个时代最黑暗的这个阶段。
We are living in an age, and it's the most dark time of the age.
我们不但需要你的话刻在我们的心板上。
Not only do we need your word to be carved in our hearts.
我们也实在愿意成为你话语的见证人。
We also want to be the testimony of your word.
好叫耶稣基督是基督耶稣是主，是在你的话语中能够被见证出来。
That we can truly testify that Christ Jesus is Lord.
我们求主在这些日子为着你自己的再来的预备，你在你的教会中多多得着成为你话语见证器皿的圣徒。
But in order to prepare for your coming, that you will obtain what you want in your church.
谢谢你，奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
Thank you, Lord. This we pray in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.